Atlantic City will effectively have to shut down next month because it's running out of money. But as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, city officials are hoping they can tide themselves over for a few weeks while seeking a more permanent solution to the city's problems.
Mayor Don Guardian promises that essential service providers, including police, fire, and sanitation, would remain on the job. They would be paid when the city gets its next round of tax payments in early May. But Guardian said at a press conference in City Hall that many non-essential workers have also agreed to keep working come April 8th.
I can tell it's not going to look any different than today, except we're probably going to have about 20,000 people in town for the largest beer festival on the East Coast.
Guardian is seeking a short-term state loan of $9 million so the city won't have to cease operations, but Governor Chris Christie has refused. Christie told WPG Radio that no additional aid is going to the Seaside Resort until the legislature approves a state takeover, which is being held up over a provision allowing the state to break public union contracts.
I'm not doing this just because I want my way. I know that this is what's needed to be able to get their finances into order, to exempt an entire class of people. Public sector union workers from having to be part of the solution is just bald politics.
Guardian says even if Atlantic City manages to make it through this three-week shutdown on the goodwill of city workers, they will face the same problem all over again in just a few weeks. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.